life is brilliant. My love is pure. I saw an angel.
Amazing. Amazing. I mean, the artist himself and his band put on a show like no other. It was brilliant. Brilliant.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. It's true.
So tell us, how did you manage to get James Blunt?
We heard about his world tour and his stop in South Africa. We approached him and put forward a proposal for him to add Zimbabwe as a one-stop leg on the tour. And we were fortunate enough for him to agree and take the chance to come to Harare and play for the people. You know, he said it's one of the most beautiful places he's been.
And you said you also promote local artists. Was it a local artist who opened the show for James Blunt?
Two local artists, in fact. Robbie Bell from the band Band Friday. And then Cerito Negatari. She came and joined Robbie on stage, and they did a couple of duets. Both are very, you know, well-respected local artists and very different musically, if you like. Rob is currently campaigning to try and get on stage at Glastonbury. So hopefully we might see a Zimbabwean performing at Glastonbury 2015.
Girl, I'm in love with you, but this ain't the honeymoon. Past the infatuation phase, right in the thick of love. At times we get sick of love. It seems like we argue every day.
And then, of course, everyone wants to know what happened to John Legend. He was supposed to have come also and apparently cancelled at the last minute. You guys organized that trip. What can you offer in terms of an explanation?
You know, that was just unfortunate. There were some logistical challenges that we couldn't get around with regarding equipment, etc.
We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go.
But hopefully we'll make up for that with another similar artist in the near future. But you'll have to watch this space and see what happens there.